Harper Audio presents My American Duchess by Eloisa James, performed by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. April 6, 1803. Lady Portmeadow's Ball in honor of the East End Charity Hospital, 15 Golden Square. At 9 p.m. sharp, Lord Cedric Allardyce gracefully fell to his knees, signalling his intent to request Miss Mary Pelford's hand in marriage. Mary stared down at his buttery curls, scarcely believing this was actually happening to her. She had to force back a nervous giggle when Cedric complimented her finger for its slenderness before slipping on a diamond ring. It felt as if she were on a stage, playing a role meant for a delicate, feminine English woman. That actress hadn't shown up, and stork-like Mary Pelford had taken her place. But at 9:02, after Cedric's lyrical proposal drew to a close, she forced back a nervous qualm and agreed to become his bride. Back in the ballroom, Mary's guardian, her Aunt Bess, didn't seem to realize that Cedric and Mary were mismatched. "The two of you are exquisitely suited, like night and day," she said, eyeing Cedric's yellow hair. "No, midnight and the dawn. That's not bad. I'll have to write it down." "My aunt is a poet," Mary told Cedric. Before Bess could prove her credentials by tossing out a line or two, her uncle Thaddeus, who was bluntly unsympathetic to rhymes of any kind,